Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it quickly, New York City. This is a two-hour AM KM. Not KM to AM because we're not starting in the PM, taking you to the morning. Good morning, good morning. Okay, so I know some of y'all might get with this, and some of y'all won't. We got to start with the Knicks. I'm sorry, we have to start with the Knicks. The Mets game was over 2 hours ago. The Yankees game was over in the first couple innings. Like, we'll get to it. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We got to start with the Knicks. Because it goes back to all of the talk and all the things we've been thinking and saying about how this Tom Thibodeau firing came about. You've heard every host on this station talk about it. You've heard every call, and we've talked in circles on it. But there was never a plan here. So when you don't have a plan, this can be categorized as an overreaction. Some folks said a knee-jerk reaction. I didn't want to say knee-jerk reaction because I think it was heading here the whole postseason. But then once the Knicks beat the Celtics, it was like, okay, the coach was safe. No, heads had to roll because the main figurehead is back. And he sat there on the floor and watched the Knicks lose back-to-back games to the Indiana Pacers. Did y'all see the Indiana Pacers are putting up street signs now? You would think they would learn from the Knicks. Don't start putting up street signs around your arena with the players' names. They won the Eastern Conference. I guess they can do that. But anyway, news out of the NBA and the NBA world around the Knicks, surrounding the Knicks. You know, when I was first putting my notes together at home, I saw Mike Francesa tweeted out, Knicks asked for permission to talk to Chris Finch, and they were denied. And Chris Finch is the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, so that's another one off the board. Obviously, Ime Udoka is off the board. Jay Wright is off the board. Dan Hurley is off the board, right? Ian Begley writes, Knicks formally reached out to Rockets for permission to talk to head coach Ime Udoka, and Rockets denied permission. Mike Francesa said the Knicks reached out to Minnesota and were denied permission to talk to Chris Finch. And the Athletics' Kelly Iko reported last week that the Rockets had no interest in entertaining any Udoka, yada, yada, yada. Okay. But just minutes ago, Shams Charania puts out, the New York Knicks requested permission for Minnesota. Confirm it. Rockets, confirm it. But then the Knicks have not requested permission from Mavericks coach Jason Kidd as of Tuesday night, but sources tell ESPN that the Mavericks would reject them. And once Shams says it, it's pretty much legit. He is the lead guy. There is no more Woj in that space. He has taken over Woj's space. And earlier today, if you follow me on Twitter, I was reading the tea leaves, and I think during the Yankees game I put out, coming up on tonight's KM to AM, there was a report coming out of Dallas. Sam Amick, who covers the Dallas Mavericks, he's a senior NBA writer for The Athletic, the USA Today, Sports Illustrated. He put out an article where it reads, "The Mavericks strongly believe that Jason Kidd will remain in Dallas and not coach the Knicks. They're telling people that quite loudly, too." And there's a whole article in The Athletic about the Mavericks believing Jason Kidd will return. And that's pouring cold water on, I guess, the last day or two of conversation around mutual interest with Jason Kidd and the Knicks, and Dolan wanting him, and in 2020, Dolan wanted him, and, you know, why would Jason Kidd leave Cooper Flagg, and Kyrie is going to come back, and all. So where I'm at with the Knicks fans, and starting right here, how do you feel now? More names are coming off the board. It might just end up being Johnny Bryan again. There might not be a splash higher left. You might be sitting here after the finals, and the Knicks are going to confirm what a lot of us thought and knew. They fired the coach being in their feelings. They fired the coach because heads had to roll. And when I say they, it's really Jim Dolan, James Dolan, being back involved, having those exit meetings, listening to a couple core players that might have had negative things to say or things that weren't great about Tom Thibodeau. And instead of staying the course, right, instead of running it back and giving this guy another year with this team that played 1 year together, instead of letting him finish out his extension that Leon Rose gave him. Leon Rose, I'm not looking at you. I know you're involved, but I just can't see the relationship that Leon Rose had with this man as his agent, extending him, right? It would make no sense for Leon Rose to want to fire this man after they beat the Boston Celtics, the defending champs, one of the biggest upsets in recent history. I can't see Leon Rose being the one to say you're gone. Especially when, after Game 6, Tom Thibodeau sat there talking about what they needed to do this offseason, and it being a big offseason for us. Not when Jalen Brunson took the podium and was offended when asked the question about, is Tom Thibodeau the right guy to lead you guys to a championship? 888-808-1019. Who is going to step up and coach the New York Knicks? There's been a lot of conversation about, is this an attractive job? Of course, the bright lights, New York City, the world's most famous arena. A team that's won 50 games back-to-back years with a different starting five, different group. They have star players. They're probably going to win another 40 to 50 games no matter who coaches them. But I think it is a daunting task for whoever comes in to know that you have to win the whole thing. You got to win the Eastern Conference, get to the finals. That's where the bar is set. And I think now it is becoming more clear. And I was saying this the last couple of days. It's not a plan if your plan hinges on another organization giving you the green light. That's not a plan. That's a hope. That's a wish. That's a dream. That's an idea. How do you fire the architect of bringing the Knicks back to relevance? How do you fire the guy that captained the ship, that made Jalen Brunson, helped make Jalen Brunson a star, that made you a thing again, brought you to the playoffs, and he just got as far as he's gotten, and you pull the rug from under him? For whom?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who is next? You can't do stuff like that without any idea of who is going to come in next. And now we wait and see. And they're not gonna know until after the finals. And I don't think they're gonna know for a little while, because now I think they're gonna be in a full blown search for the next guy. And they're gonna have to interview some guys, and it's not gonna be as simple as, oh yeah, we'll just get another established coach with a name from another city. 888-808-1019. You can't feel great about that. As great as the Knicks made you feel this year, the euphoria, the wins, the highs, and even the lows of this run, this is a team that, when you look at the writing on the wall, as I've been talking about, the Heat losing in the Eastern Conference, the next year them going on to win and get to the finals, the Pacers or the Celtics doing the same thing, and then last year the Pacers, like, it, the writing was on the wall for the Knicks to stay the course with Tom Thibodeau, for him to adapt, him to learn from his mistakes, not to be a dinosaur, evolve, get him a better bench, not journeyman, get him a deeper, better bench, and then let's see if they can take the next step in this upcoming season. Now you're kind of back to the drawing board, and I think some of the players are going to feel a certain type of way, and obviously the fans are going to feel a few different ways. And if this ends up being a step back, if this ends up being a disaster, this will be remembered for a long time. We'll play some audio. Wendy spoke, PJ Carlissimo spoke, a few other people spoke today that we'll get to, but I'll speak about the Mets and the Yankees quickly. Usually when we have baseball, I say to the victor go the spoils, assuming one team wins and the other team loses, but hey, we've got two first place teams, two really good teams. I know you want to talk about a collision course for the World Series to be a Subway Series Fall Classic. I don't need it, I don't want it, but let's just enjoy where we are right now. Start with the Mets. Citi Field was rocking tonight. I could hear it on the radio as I watched the Yankees and I listened to 880. Club going up on a Tuesday. Good on you Mets fans for going there and packing that place out on a school night, on a work night, on a weekday, against the Washington Nationals, Juan Soto revenge game. And you know what? Like, obviously, Juan Soto has no reason for revenge against the Nationals, but you can't deny that since it's turned to June, since it's warmed up, since Juan Soto got over that mental hurdle of returning back to Yankee Stadium and facing those fans, he's been dialed in. He's been locked in. He's been as advertised as he always was. 888-808-1019 to get the Met fan on the line. Francisco Alvarez gets put on paternity leave. And you go into this game knowing that, okay, I guess you're facing a team a slight step up in weight class from the Colorado Rockies. And Griffin Canning doesn't have it. Even though Griffin Canning has been great, he's still Griffin Canning. He gives it up right away. And you start to feel like, all right, well, you know, maybe it's not our night. But every night is your night in Citi Field. For the Make It Happen Mets, they never say die. They have a legit home field advantage with the energy of the fans, with how they play and having last licks. I just knew that that game, and I'll skip to, I'm listening to the game. I just knew that game, they weren't going to lose that game. They had just battled the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine in extra innings, 10 innings. So you just knew, okay, they're at home. You know, they just played with Manfred's man on second. And when they put Acuna in the game, the fastest guy on the team, I'm like, this guy can score from second if that ball ends up in the outfield. So Reed Garrett gives the Nationals nothing after Edwin Diaz did his stuff. Edwin Diaz looks great. And here comes Happy Jeff. Swings at the first pitch he sees and calls game. Place is rocking. A walk-off double for Jeff McNeil. And everybody runs on the field. And Jeff McNeil is the man. He had the two-homer game on Sunday. He had the poker tournament Monday night. And he's the winner of the game tonight. He'll be, you know, stay tuned for the big shot of the night. He'll be mentioned again. But you can't not mention Juan Soto. You can't not give credit where credit is due. Of course he struggled. Of course there was a ton of conversation around his contract and the Yankees and him wanting to still be a Yankee and how he's not adjusting well to being a Met and he wants to play baseball. He wants to be himself and he's staying patient and he's happy to be where he is and he's happy that he's winning on the best team in the National League. You know, how buns are the Philadelphia Phillies? And how trash are the Atlanta Braves? Like, the Mets should actually run away with this division in the month of June. June is their month. Grimm's birthday coming up. That Mets pride is showing. Juan Soto in the month of June so far. Joe DiMeo writes on Twitter. He's slashing 367, 588, 733 with a 1291 OPS, two doubles, three home runs, six runs batted in, and a 12-5 walk to strikeout ratio. And he homers tonight, a solo shot that he admires. And honestly, the right fielders for the Nationals blew the game for him. Mackenzie Gore showed up. The Nationals right fielders did not. They cost him the game. It was first Alex Call in that Jeff McNeil bloop single, and then Robert Hassel on Soto's double. Much credit is due to Starlin Marte. Not just for the walk, which he was down 0-2 in the count, and he gave you a veteran professional at bat in the eighth inning when you have to rally, when you have to start feeling like, okay, we got to make it happen here. Here come the Make It Happen Mets. But also for his leadership and his guidance of Juan Soto, being a friend to Juan Soto, de lo mio personal. Like having a guy like Starlin Marte there who was rumored to be traded because Juan Soto was coming in to essentially take his spot, play his position. Marte has been instrumental in kind of guiding Juan Soto through being a Met and how the Mets do things. And tonight in that eighth inning, when I think Lindor struck out and Mauricio struck out, you know, if you go down in that eighth inning, it's a different game. And when you get what you got out of, what's his name, Justin Garza? Yeah, big props to Starlin Marte for working a walk and letting Juan Soto double. And then here comes MVP, the polar bear, paid Pete. He's still money. He was smelling a double, but he singles, and that ties the game, and he gets thrown out at second because he's not that graceful. He's a polar bear. 888-808-1019. Got the Knicks out of the way, the Mets out of the way, and we'll go to the Yankees now. All rise. Aaron Judge does it again right away. Hopefully you got your popcorn ready, had your dinner, were in your seat, and didn't miss. Aaron Judge smack another ball, and everybody was coming out to say they've never seen a ball hit further out there in Missouri and Kauffman Stadium. Yankee Encore starting right now, so I have the pleasure of watching it live. I didn't see it live. I was listening to the game. I was on daddy duty. But when I came out to watch the game, I rewind that one a bunch of times. I'm like, geez. Smacked. A massive shot. Almost out of the stadium. Like, the thing about Judge is, like, at 6'7", 270, like, when he swings like that, like, the power that he has. Anyway, Justin Shackle and David Cone on the call out there. Facing Noah Cameron, who coming into the game, like the Yankees hadn't seen him. A 0.85 ERA. I think his whip was 0.79. A small sample size. But a left-handed pitcher, you know how the Yankees get down against left-handed pitching at times, or at least in the past, they would struggle. And you know the Yankees are good for making anybody look like an ace. They did it last week with Luis L. Ortiz. It's like anybody can step up against the Yankees and make them look like an ace. The captain silenced all that again. Dad strength, that's his longest homer since 2018. I saw a stat today. The last player with 240 hits in a season was Ichiro Suzuki in 2004. Judge is on pace for 240 this year. He's breaking the game. He is breaking the stats and the imagination of baseball fans. He's breaking the game. And shout out to Aaron Boone changing the lineup again. I've taken some calls recently. Like, out of all the gripes with Boone, I don't ever say anything about the lineup changing. They're going to change the lineup. And like a night like tonight, everybody get some. Everybody get on. Trent Grisham in front of Judge works a walk. Trent Grisham had two hits. Belly, congratulations on the milestone, 1,000 hits for what the belly, saved by the bell, Cody Bellinger. Volpe, two hits, leading the team in doubles. Dominguez had a three-hit night. He was showing off. He had that teardrop dropping out there in right field in front of Jack Caglione, the top prospect of the Royals, who is making his home debut tonight. That kid, he's 6'5", 250. He couldn't get to the ball out in right field. Judge dropped one in front of him, too. They moved him to first base. He had a nifty play. Jazz had a nifty play at third base. Do you see Jazz talking trash with Mikel Garcia? I think it was Mikel Garcia. And I think it goes back to Mikel Garcia and Volpe's beef. Jazz was basically like, yo, if he tags me like that again, he said, I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm going to tell you one more time. If he tags me like that again, I'm going to smack the out of him. And then next thing you know, Jazz is out of the game with neck stiffness. But we end up seeing a lot of different things from this Yankees game tonight. J.C. Ascara at first base. And Benny Blanco Arroz behind the plate. There he is, catching. Viva la Máquina. DJ LeMahieu. I'm sorry, bro. I tried to close the book on. You know what happened with DJ LeMahieu? They tried to write him off, and he didn't write back. I'll take it. In the bottom of the order, DJ LeMahieu hitting, working walks. He was on base four times. Play the hits and the on-base percentage. And last but not least, Wellsy. Austin Wells, and I missed the Judge Homer live again. I just caught it as he swung. I'll see the replay. Well, well, Wellsy. Austin Wells will not be the whipping boy. Austin Wells now has 5 homers and 62 at-bats versus left-handed pitching this season. Entering this year, he had 0 and 72 career at-bats versus left-handed pitching. Katie Sharp writes that, that's good. Jack Curry writes, Wells is on pace for 27 home runs, 102 RBIs. The only Yankee catcher to ever amass those numbers in a single season was Yogi Berra 4 times. Dickey twice. Posada had a 30-101 season in 2003. So as much as we were ready to jump on Austin Wells and say, pick it up, not good enough. J.C. Ascara, let's see him. Ben Rice, let's see him. Wells has had a great week. And Wells, stay tuned for the big shot of the night. Wells had a career-high 5 RBI tonight. And Wells will not be the whipping boy from the 9 spot. He was whipping their ass. 888-808-1019. Let's break it down. You call me, tell me what you saw. You call me, tell me what you feel. Knicks fans, Mets fans, Yankees fans, call the fan. Keith McPherson on the fan. Only till 2 a.m. We don't have that much time. Let's take a break, and I'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city in New York. You know we got a bunch of big shots. And we got to pour up a double shot tonight. One for Austin Wells and another for Jeff McNeil. Let's start with Austin Wells. This guy is coming along. I mean, he did it in the Red Sox series, but he did it again tonight. You love to see it. A career high 5 RBI, obviously behind the plate. For Max Fried, Austin Wells goes out there tonight and just cracks one again. Another homer in the 4th inning off Cameron, and he's been rolling. Don't look now. He's got that average up about 20 points, And when you look at his last few games, his last seven games, he's hitting 348 for average. He's got two homers, eight hits, nine runs batted in. And I can't be mad about Austin Wells' performance right now. Happy Jeff, Jeff McNeil. I'm giving him respect. I'm giving him some love. I know Met fans say they hate this guy. I don't know why. You need this guy. The same way Austin Wells was doing damage in the bottom of the order, in the nine spot. Your team is much better having Jeff McNeil down there in the eight spot. He can play two positions. He's a veteran. He has adjusted to the shift or the banning of the shift. Pete Alonso was talking about the work that he's putting in. This guy drove in the run that kept you in the game, and then he drove in the run to win the game coming off a two-homer game and his second annual poker night. So shout-out to Jeff McNeil and shout-out to Austin Wells. Your big shots of the night. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take some calls now. Talking about the New York Knicks as they are running out of options. The league will not help you. It is a competition. And, you know, even so, like, talking about the Knicks, you got to give to get. What were they going to get? Like, what? I don't know. What were they going to give up to get Jason Kidd? Like, it wasn't going to be that simple. So, let's get to the phones, talking to Knicks fans, talking to Yankees fans and Mets fans coming off the win. Avery is in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, Avery?
Hey, Keith. It was good to see you the other day.
You as well.
We're not allowed to ask how are you anymore after that whole fiasco on Evan and Tiki.
I don't know. I got nothing to do with that. I'm not sure what that's about. They said you can't ask. You can't ask the whole. Well, see, like, it's different. It's probably a pace thing with them. In the afternoon, you know, they've got four people talking for 4 hours, and they don't want you to ask how they are. You can always ask me how I am. I'm a human being. I'm a person, and I take that as a regular greeting. Like, hey, how are you? Sometimes I don't even answer because I'm just waiting for you to get to it. I'm good. This is a quick show tonight, and I'm still going to give you your time.
Something is in the air tonight. I don't know what it is. With the Knicks and everything that's going on, and the Rangers are treating Chris Kreider, and I'm not going to get into that in depth right now. I want to get into the Knicks thing because that's the topic of conversation. It's just kind of crazy, you know, all of this that's been going on. It's really just concerning to try to tell what direction they're going in, and I know that's the concern, right? You know, yesterday everyone was talking, oh, it's James Dolan's fault. He's the one who orchestrated this. He's the one who's the man behind the mask, I guess, if you will, because as you're saying, Leon Rose, he's not going to get pushed around. I mean, he's going to hold his ground, right? But
no, I don't know.
We have every reason to think that Dolan can mess this up.
So
it's like, really, really, it's just an endless spiral.
You know what's funny, Avery? We talk so much about what Leon Rose is and how he thinks. Like, always hear, he doesn't need this job. He's not going to get pushed. We don't know because we never hear from him. We don't know. He's behind the curtain. Like, I have no idea what this guy's personality is like. I don't know what this guy's wants and hopes and dreams are. I don't know. I think he obviously answers to a boss. I think James Dolan can overrule him, and I think that's exactly what went on here.
So you're saying that you think that Dolan confirmed it or that it was Dolan's idea?
I think that at the end of the day, it was Dolan's decision. I don't think Leon Rose makes a rash decision like this. I think at the end of all of the exit interviews and discussions, Dolan said, I've seen enough. This is not the guy. I've heard enough. That'll be all.
Man, it's just one of those things that we just have no idea. We have so little information to work with. But I will say this, the more that we see each team turn the Knicks down, the more concerning it gets. And I'm telling you, if they bring in a first-year coach or an experienced head coach in the NBA, that is not going to work out for them. They are not in the kind of position to be able to afford that kind of liability if somebody doesn't have this kind of experience.
Riveting.
That's my opinion, at least.
I can't wait to watch.
I guess we'll see what happens. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Avery. 888-808-1019. And there are a lot of people praying on the Knicks' downfall. Not saying that's me, but I like what I'm saying is you cannot have a plan that hinges on other franchises helping you out. They're all competing against you. They all want to win. They want to see you take a step back. They want to laugh at you. they want Dolan to be pretty much asked out, like trying to figure it out, and they want it to blow up in his face. They're not going to just hand you a big name proven coach. You had one. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, what's doing, man?
Hanging out and quickly going to take these calls and talk about these three New York teams, the two baseball teams, and, of course, the New York Knicks.
You know, you mentioned how no team, like, you know, wants to help out the other, and, you know, especially the Mavericks, and maybe, you know, they're upset since they got Kristaps Porzingis, who didn't know how to stay healthy. You've had where they stole that pick from the Knicks. And now, you know, why would they want to give their coach to the Knicks? You know, they're not looking to go and help them. And you have a coach, and it's like, train for coaches. I mean, this is like an idea that's always like floating around. Like, and you don't know if the guy's gonna fit all that. You know what you want to give up. There's no like a like step value with that. But you know, I'm wondering. I know there's no way it's possible, but I can't wait till, you know, Aaron Rodgers gets on Pat McAfee and says he wants to go for the Knicks job.
What? Aaron Rodgers announced today that he is officially married. Congratulations, Aaron Rodgers, on tying the knot. He's going to play one more year, and then he's going to be happily ever after with, I don't know who his girl is. Wasn't he dating that actress? I don't really know. But I think Aaron Rodgers is cooked, and I am very interested in seeing what Mike Tomlin gets out of him with the Steelers. But, yeah, no, he's not coming back to New York. He's long gone. He's out in P-Town.
It would be amazing, though, if he, you know, if he starts talking about that, how they got a solid team. You know, the owner is involved. He's not involved. You know, the GM's on the hot seat. And it was just, you know, this guy's the type to go and say that he wants. But, I mean, who knows what's going to go with that goose chase. But anyway, before I get to baseball, you know, we always like take our hits at Philly and stuff. Hey, I went there Sunday night for an event. Hey, that city's got nothing on New York. It's barely anything. It looks like, I don't know, if you got dropped off there, like, if you think you're in some city in, like, the West, it's not that big. And, you know, these guys, like, being big talk about Philly's like New York, it's not close, Keith. I can tell you that.
Nah, Philly, like, some of the hoods in Philly are like New York used to be before gentrification and business and money. Like, there are some places in Philly that are scary out of a horror movie. And there's no reason to go to Philly. Even to go, like, only time I ever go to Philly is to go watch the Yankees play at Citizens Bank Park or go to the Wells Fargo Center. I've never been to the Link, and that's on purpose. Like, I hate going to Philly. I don't have any interest. I went to the draft out there at like Benjamin Franklin Park or something like that. It's the people. It's their fans. I don't want to be around them for any reason. So, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, so it was in Wells Fargo. I think they're changing names or something. I didn't see it up all then. There wasn't Philly. It's more of a New York event, just near a stadium. But anyway, looking at the Mets, Keith, do you think now we can put enough comments in Starling Marte now as more, you know, not everyone is talking about dump this guy, don't put him in the lineup. Do you feel right now that we can have confidence in him as a player, you know, and not have to look for a replacement by a trade deadline?
That's why I stressed the importance of his friendship and relationship with Juan Soto. They didn't meet when Juan Soto came to spring training. I think he's important to have on the team as a veteran. Juan Soto, after the game, was interviewed and was asked about that at bat. And the first thing he said was, that's a 12-year MLB veteran giving you a professional at bat. Starling Marte is 36 years old. And like he's 10 years older than Juan Soto. That's the big homie. I feel like, you know, if they wanted to get rid of Marte, Soto would be fine. But I think he's been instrumental in helping Juan Soto get acclimated to being a Met.
Right, because everyone always remembers that moment by the home run derby, you know, and by the All-Star, where Marte, you know, was dunking on him, and right, and everyone's still talking about trading for Soto and stuff. But before that, you know, you mentioned how like McNeil, how no Mets fans want him. You know, he's kind of, you know, he's become so much like E.J. LeMay. These guys, like, you can't drop them. You finally can get rid of them. These guys are old.
Those two, yes, and those two are very similar.
Right.
Second base, batting titles. Thanks for the call and the comparison there. This is a night where we talk about the resurgence of Jeff McNeil and DJ LeMahieu, those two batting champs that play second base, that got paid, they're up there in age, and everybody was ready to quit on him. Everybody said that they're done. They can't do it anymore. They're doing it right now. And it's welcomed in the bottom of the order. You know what I'm saying? I will shut up. And you know what I did say about DJ? Fool me, can't fool me again. But actually, like, because we needed another right-handed bat, I'm willing to be fooled. I'm willing to give you an opportunity to disappoint. And he hasn't disappointed. DJ LeMay has been good. Aaron Boone's backing him. Judge is backing him. I'm quiet about it. He's batting eighth. Jeff McNeil is batting eighth. To have former batting champs that low in the lineup, helping you turn over the lineup, when pitchers think they can relax down there, you're getting a veteran at bat. It's a sneaky weapon to have. And those guys aren't done yet. They're not done yet. So they're commanding respect right now. I'll take it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Lou and Astoria on the Fan. Hello, Lou.
Hey, how are you, Keith?
I'm good. How are you?
How's the family? How's your son?
Great. Just big, strong, and opinionated, and not a baby anymore, and a little dude that can talk and that can just, you know, do a lot of different things very quickly. So,
how old is he now? Is he walking around the house?
Oh, of course. He turned two on April 13th, so we're coming up on him being, you know, two months here, and like he might as well be a 3-year-old because he's pretty big, and yeah, it's different now for me. I gotta wrestle him, I gotta fight him just to get him to cooperate.
That is just great, you know. Just get ready because he's gonna be ready to play sport. I don't know what you're gonna have him on, but he's gonna decide that whatever he likes.
Okay? Just give me one sport. If it's football, basketball, no, baseball, soccer, whatever
football,
it is.
I mean, you know, with a concussion and all that stuff, I'd rather he play baseball.
Football is soft now. By the time my son starts playing football, it's super soft right now. I would love for him to play football. Like, I played football growing up, and you had to bang.
Just because he did that, but remember, he's your child now. You don't want him to get hurt either. Whatever he's good at, it, you know, let him do it.
I don't know. I don't fear the concussion. Playing football, I learned a lot of lessons on that field. It helped make me who I am. I'll definitely encourage him if he wants to play. And they got the helmets and the technology and football is not what it used to be. But anyway, Lou, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to give you an advice. Like, you don't need it. You know what to do. Anyway, Luis Severino last year said that the Yankees only had two good hitters, okay? I don't know if you remember that.
Of course. That was like the juice for that rivalry.
Yeah. Now, this year, at the beginning of the first 2 months, we had quite a few good hitters. Right now, besides Judge, I'm not satisfied. I don't like what's going on that Wells and Jazz and the shortstop, you know, contributor once in a while. I got to see consistent. Something is bothering me about that right now, everybody's like going into a slump. I'm glad that DJ, a guy that you didn't want the team, neither did I, is doing very well right now, okay? But it just bothered me to hear that. I want to talk about Pete Alonso, if you don't mind.
Yeah, but okay? I just disagree with you. They scored seven runs or more in every game in the Red Sox series. Obviously, Judge is leading the way, but like on a night like tonight, everybody got some. They had 16 hits. Where's the slump?
Yeah, but it happened once in a while, Keith. You got to understand
that's baseball, Susan. It's a hard sport. It's a hard sport to play. Dominguez had three hits tonight. You know,
Dominguez had the best hit, the best ball that he hit. It should have been a base hit, and he was out. The other ones were guests. Come on.
Yeah, but they had six guys with multiple hits tonight. Tonight's just not the night to pick at the lineup and say that they're slumping.
No, I'm not picking up on that. I'm just letting you know that right now, I don't think that we're really that great right now, okay?
That's fair.
So let me go
fair.
Up in a long
they got, okay? They got humbled by the Red Sox. That's fair.
Exactly. When good pitching, you know, you saw what happened. But anyway, on Pete Alonso, they had, in the afternoon show, they were talking about what it would take to have Pete Alonso sign with the Mets. And they say, well, you know what? It's going to take maybe $50 million. If somebody comes and pay $50 million more than the Mets.
A year?
Huh?
A $50 million in total contract?
Yeah, no, I'm saying more than what the Mets will offer, that he might walk away. Pete right now, okay, he was very much offended and disrespected by the Mets, okay, when they didn't give him, you know, when they took that long to sign him, okay? Right now, he's producing. He's the best besides Soto right now. And Soto is the reason why he's really producing, because he has learned how to stay patient, don't hit with the pitcher's pitch, and he's becoming a pretty good hitter, okay? Now, I don't know if you remember. You remember when Derek Jeter, and a long time ago, he became a free agent, and he decided to tell the Yankees, I want $20 million a year, or whatever, 10 years or whatever, and the GM, that stupid idiot GM that we had, offered him $6 million and told him, listen, go out there. If you get more than what we're giving you, we'll match it, okay? He came back. Nobody offered him that, okay? What I'm trying to say is this. If Derek Jeter was offered $20 million and 10 years for the Red Sox, forget about how loyal you are, okay? He would have left because it was all about the money. I'm talking about, you know, if Pete right now gets the most money for anybody else, he's going to leave. What's your thought on that?
Thanks for the call, Lou. I'll take it from there. Jeter wasn't going anywhere, and he wasn't going to be a Red Sox. You see how he acts on TV with Ortiz when they present him anything Boston Red Sox, a Red Sox jersey with Jeter on it. It was leverage. He was saying he knew how much he meant to the fan base, and Brian Cashman always plays with all of these guys. I had a rant about how Brian Cashman has played with my three favorite Yankees. He played like that with Judge. He played like that with Jeter. He played like that with Bernie as far as contract negotiations. He tried to call their bluff. Ultimately, they all won and got the contract that they wanted, needed, and they finished their careers as only Yankees. Pete Alonso, in my opinion, is going to finish his career as only a Met. They have the richest owner in the sport. There is nobody coming in that can outbid Steve Cohen. We just saw what he did when he wanted Juan Soto. He wants Pete Alonso to continue. He wants... Come on. Pete Alonso is about to break this record. He's about to break this home run record. I don't care what anyone tells you about like personal records not being important or not. It matters. It means something, especially for the Mets. Especially for the Mets to have that day, for their fans to have that day at Citi Field. For the Met fan, right, that saw a couple years ago Judge chasing down 60, 61, 62, and how many people showed up to Yankee Stadium. It's not going to be the same thing, but it's going to be a similar thing as far as fans are going to be sitting in those seats and filling up that ballpark in Flushing, anticipating being there to catch that historic home run ball, get a TikTok reel video of it. It's coming. It might happen before the All-Star break. And Steve Cohen knows the value in that. He knows the value in Pete Alonso. He will have the final say. David Stearns doesn't want to give him the long-term deal. But you know what? Pete Alonso is going to work with them. They just paid Pete the highest paid first baseman. They gave him a ton of money this year. And look what he's turned into. Look at the difference a year makes when you give the guy some security. He's got his first kid on the way. They're going to take care of this dude. 888-808-1019. Why wouldn't they? He's balling right now. He's in conversation to be the MVP in the National League. He's going to be a legitimate all-star this year. You want to keep him batting behind Juan Soto. All those plans that you had of Mark Vientos being the guy, we're going to get Vladdy, Now you might look at Vladdy's contract. Pete Alonso is older than Vlad. I think by 5 years, he's not going to get as big and long of a deal. It is not something that is going to keep Steve Cohen up at night. Scott Boras is going to try his mightiest to get the longest contract, the most years, and highest AAV for Pete Alonso if Pete Alonso continues this year. And I put that if there for a reason. This is a great start. It is June 11th. He's got to continue this the rest of the season and into the postseason. Because honestly, if he didn't have the heroics in the postseason last year, a lot of y'all would have been out on him. You wouldn't have been at Amazing Day chanting, you know, we want Pete or Pete Alonso. I'm listening to the game today. They're breaking out into Pete Alonso chants as he's coming up to tie the game. The fans are going to get what they want because Steve Cohen is a people pleaser. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I wouldn't worry too much about that. After we come back from the break, I'm going to take another call. But there's an article in Sports Illustrated. Pete Alonso reveals four reasons he re-signed with the Mets. This guy doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to be a forever Met. You don't have too many of those guys. You're about to, I'll let somebody else talk about it. I just keep hearing all this stuff. I'm like, you have the owner that can just literally press the button. The money is not a thing. And Pete Alonso has earned it. If he doesn't age gracefully, if his body type, whatever, you worry about that later. The Mets are trying to win a World Series now, this year. They're trying to win a World Series in this window in the next 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years. Pete Alonso's 30. I wouldn't worry so much about like what team is coming in. You can even start picking off some of the teams that have first baseman. And you can also pick off teams that don't spend that kind of money. Scott Boras is going to get him paid, but he's going to get him paid right where he got Brandon Nimmo paid, right where he got Frankie Montas paid, right where he got Juan Soto paid. 888-808-1019, Miriam in Forest Hills on the Fan before we go to the break.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm
with all this craziness, you okay?
I gotta pick up the pace because I only got a couple hours tonight. This is a 12-2 show.
Two things. A, Pete Alonso isn't leaving. The polar bear is there. Don't worry about it. B, how's mommy, daddy, and kitty?
I mean, I'm good.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a head cold, was trying to catch some extra sleep, but it's because it comes from the baby and not sleeping correctly, but I'm good. My wife is great. My wife is amazing. She's working hard, and her and I are working together and raising a beautiful kid. And my son is awesome. My son is smart and strong and healthy. We're extremely blessed to think about what we've made happen in this world. I pray and I thank God every day because his plans are greater than my own.
How's the baby boy? Good boy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to know about the cat?
Yeah.
Shout out to Toon. Toon is holding it down.
Atta girl.
The thing with my son is he disturbs her peace. She wants to be left alone, and it kind of messes me up because like that's my girl. Like she sleeps with me. I take care of her. I feed her. I change her kitty litter. All that. But my son, he's a terrorizer. When she's minding her business, he throws stuff at her. He jumps on the couch. He just
no.
And I can't stop him. I can't stop him.
What you have to do. Hold the cat on your lap. Hold your son on your lap. Say, play nice, kitty.
No, this dude he's a maniac. Like, my son doesn't sit still. If he'll sit on my lap for a couple minutes, it's only if Blippi is on. But when Toon is around, Luna Tuna, like, he has to mess with her. But here's the thing that he does, which is nice. He always wants a Luna kiss. He says, Luna kiss. He'll put his cheek to Luna. And she'll give him a peck. And I'm like, all right, you guys are being good. And even though he terrorizes her, when I put him to bed at night and he's kicking and screaming and fighting, she's outside the door, like, trying to get in. So, like, they have their own little relationship
You should do what I did when Julie was little. I got one bed for Julie, one bed for Joey, and they would sleep at the end of my bed in their beds. She should have a bed of her own.
She does. She does. Yeah. I have a cat bed for her. It's like, it's super soft.
Yeah.
It lays flat at the end of the bed. She wants to sleep on my groin.
Mm-mm. No, that's not good because
it messes up my back. I have a scratch on the inside of my right leg from her clawing me. I'm mad about it because it's hot out. I want to wear shorts. And I'm like, this is an ugly scar.
You can't. I have scratches on my hand. I mean, you have to understand. This is what she knows how to do. So what you have to do.
I don't hold it against her. I know she doesn't know any better.
She does it. This is how she lives. If you do what I do when I get on the floor or I hold him on my lap and I pet nice and I say, I love you, I love you. And you have to teach the baby to say, I love you, Mom.
Gentle, Jack.
Yes. That's right, and say, I love you. I love you, Toonie, because this is how she lives. She has claws, okay? And she knows that, but he can't be jumping on her and doing all that because she doesn't understand that that's people. You have to say no. You know, I've been through this with five different cats. at different ages.
This is my first one, my only one, and my first son, and I'm dealing with these two at the same exact time.
Yes. Now, second question is, the Mets are doing just fine because everybody's hitting in order. If you leave them alone and let them play, they will win the playoffs. They will get further than they did last year. Let them play one game, one inning at a time.
Correct. Thanks for the call and the cat talk, Miriam. The thing about the Mets is they make it happen. They never say die. And even when Griffin Canning doesn't have it, they say, no problem, bro. You can get us through 5 1/3. Copy. Jose Buteau, Castillo, Garza, Diaz, Garrett, do your stuff and let the big boys figure it out. 4 runs was not beating them tonight. The Mets win 5-4 in 10 innings. The Yankees win 10-2. And that game was over after the 6th inning. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Coming up, we'll do Tell Me Something Cool. This show is over in less than an hour. Dial 888-808-1019 if you want to talk to me. I'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.